became pretty familiar with the black area of coconut.
Was there an area down there known as Black Bottom that you knew of?
I never knew it as Black Bottom. That may have been before my time, but there was definitely a black area in coconut grove. Of course, you have to remember that in every locality, there was a black section, and it was strictly and tightly segregated, and usually the nearest house in it to the nearest white residence would be an area of at least couple of blocks at the least. I mean, just blank area. I mean, they kept it that far apart. There was one where the black area is now in North Miami Beach called Washington Park. There were always some down there.
When you were a child?
Yeah.
Also, that was in Fulford, or close to Fulford at that
right.
time? And it's called North Washington?
And the blacks that worked the farms and such in there lived in that area. And it was just about a five block square area with shanties, and that was it.
They had stone commerce.
Right.
Everything was separate.
Then in Ogis, you had a black area up there. In fact, there were two black areas in Ogis. One was a subdivision type deal, strictly black. And then the other one was what they called the quarters, which I guess derives from your old slave quarters deal, that was built up by Maul for the black laborers that he had working in his quarry. So you had two separate black areas there.
The main reason I'm interested in this is I'm working with, I don't know whether he's a doctor or not, but he has a couple master's degrees. Anyway, he teaches at Miami-Dade. And his family from Coconut Grove, he's a black man, and he was giving me some of the history of various communities around, and I was just, like,
Yeah, well, he could give you a far better picture of that than I can, because...
Well, that's why I can get two sides, you know. And
Coconut Grove, I just wasn't that familiar with.
Right. That's why I mentioned some of these names. The, let me see. One thing he mentioned is that, one thing I was kind of interested in, the type of black people that were here, were they primarily island people, or were they from this, like, Georgian types, or...
You had both. You had the Georgia and the South Carolina types. You had some from Alabama. Then you had quite a few from the islands.
Was there like a majority from influence from the islands?
No. The majority was from Georgia or Alabama. Now, the Coconut Grove area, I think, may have had a majority from the islands. At least you can say this, those from the islands were usually the ones that were in the businesses of the areas. They were a little bit smarter, or not necessarily smarter, but they were better educated. I think in the islands, every damn one of them had to go through the damn sixth grade anyhow. Over here, I mean, if they were black, who gave a damn? They went to school fine. If they didn't, nobody cared. Then it seems, I think you had the same thing in the blacks that you had in the white migrants into the area. Somebody would come down from a particular locality and write letters home about what a nice place this was, and you'd have an influx. I know Maul had a bunch of South Carolina Geechies up there.
Geechies?
You never heard the
expression? The island people?
From the Ogeechee River Delta, in South Carolina. Some of them on the island, some of them on the mainland. They're called Geechees. And they talked a patois that was rather unusual. They're very difficult to understand until you got accustomed to them. And I guess it was very akin to what they call Gullah. And they would... there were evidently one or two of them came down here and started to work for Maul and started writing home. And the first thing you know, I guess he had maybe 50% of his